Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. During a program at my university, I was challenged by some Christians to a prayer challenge. Mubarak Saab remembers, he was there, he was our speaker.
Who was there?
Mubarak Saab, he remembers,
he was
our speaker.
Why don't you call a witness? Why don't you straight away tell me what the problem was?
What they challenged me to a prayer challenge. And I was most ready, but I remember that during the Mubahila, you had said that it's not for anybody just to go and accept Mubahila, it's for the leader of the community. So what should I have done in that circumstance?
Please, sit down. What was the issue involved? He said Ahmadiyyat is false?
Well, he was there. It was a few of them, and they were Christian. And they said that they
Islam
for a prayer challenge to yeah, and that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was God and so forth and so on.
Correct. You see, this challenge you read about in the Quran, Mubahala, was exactly addressed to the Christian leadership by Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it was he who claimed to be from God. It is not you. Are you right? So it was he who faced them with full authority. He said, if God has not spoken to me, he has permitted me to invite you to a spiritual bout so that both of us pray to God. If I am false, then I and my companions are destroyed by God. If you are false, then you and your companions are destroyed by God. So this situation belongs to a prophet of God who makes a claim from about being from God. And Christian leadership knew that and did not accept that challenge. So it is a matter of leadership addressed to the spiritual leadership. Only those who occupy the seat of Khilafat under Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sallam, they are authorized by the Quran to throw this challenge or to accept this challenge. Not any Tom, Dick and Harry, not everybody. Because this challenge speaks of followers. It speaks, come, bring everybody who follow you, and I'll bring everybody who follow me. Then the sign will be shown. Otherwise, this will become a plaything. You see, God's destiny can't be played with. If everyone starts coming to bouts with each other, you say you will die within 1 year. He says you will die within 1 year. If nobody dies, there is no God. If one dies by accident, then one party is right, the other is wrong. And the same is reversed the other day. Once a Muslim dies, the other day a Christian dies. What will be the confusion? You can imagine the confusion about all these things. It will be complete chaos and disorder in the human affairs. And moreover, how can you bring the destiny of somebody into your own hand? It's Allah's destiny. And when He permits anybody that, yes, it is my destiny and I am going to move it in your favor, so go ahead and challenge, only then this can move. I mean, this challenge can be thrown. So they have no authority. It's meaningless. You should have told them, you can play with God, go ahead and do whatever you please. I can't play with God. See? I am a servant. Unless he tells me that he is going to change your time of death if you stick to your lies, only then I will say, not otherwise. You see, this is a completely illogical attitude which they were taking against you.